Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. This is our prequel for our freefoodandmedicine.org podcast. So after we're done with this 30-minute recording, if you want to hear the rest of the story, go to freefoodandmedicine.org and click on podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the full version of this recording. Thank you very much, and here we go.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome to the Free Food and Medicine Podcast.
Yeah. So well, I guess we're talking about bamboo this week?
Well, we talked about a few different things, but bamboo was the last one. Quince was another one, and then I forgot the third one. But anyhow.
Well, I know nothing about the nutrition on quince, and I believe it's related to apple. I do know that they graft an awful lot of apple trees onto quince roots before they ship them out to people. So they apparently got really healthy roots, and
well,
I know they're great for making jelly.
Yeah, I'm going to read this blurb from ediblelandscaping.com. It says, the quince, grown for its large yellow fruit, should not be confused with the flowering quince, which is a completely different plant. The fruiting quince is a deciduous shrub-like tree with crooked branches. The fruit, which ripens in the fall, has a delicious aroma. It is used in desserts, jellies, one of the finest you've ever tasted, and preserves. Unfortunately, in our humid climate in the South, they are one of the more challenging plants to grow because of fire, blight, and leaf spots.
Right. Okay, so it's susceptible to fire blight. Interesting. Yeah, that's what that one tree had that I said over on Prairie Creek we needed to do some serious trimming on.
Right.
Yeah, because that once that starts spreading in the tree, you got to remove it. And as I understand, you got to take the wood away, someplace away from the other trees, and burn it. Otherwise, that fire blight will actually spread to other trees. So just having that tree in their orchard is a danger to the other trees.
Well, the flowering quince apparently is still edible. That was the fruit that I saved. They said it's extremely tart. And is also good for making jams and jellies. So even if it's too tart for us to eat, the goats might enjoy it.
Well, and tart fruit make great jellies.
Right. So the flowering quince was where I was after trying to find the information on. because Bossman said, I thought he was calling it firing Quint, but it might have just been, you know, the way he said it or the way I heard it. So I couldn't find anything on firing Quint, but I can find something on flowering Quint. And it is an ornamental, but and apparently it is edible. It's just tart. So if you want to make jams and jellies, that would be a good fruit to make jams and jellies with.
Right.
Now, we wouldn't be able to grow the other one, but we could probably grow the flowering quince because it grows fine here in Zone 7.
Right. Well, I'm looking at a chart, and it says Zone 5 is minus 10 to minus 20. And Zone 6 is 0 to minus 10. And Zone 7 is 10 to 0. And if that's the case, this particular chart has our area mapped out as being Zone 6 with little spots of Zone 5 in our general area, or Zone 7 in our general area.
Okay, so we're more like...
fact that we went down below 0 this year, and last 2 years in a row before that, we were down to minus 20.
Right. So
we didn't stay there long, but we were there. So
right.
We're really Zone 5, and I don't give a damn what their stupid chart says.
You mean 6?
No, we're Zone 5.
Oh, okay.
Because Zone 5 is down to minus 20.
Right.
All right, so their chart is off by a zone and a half.
Now, every year the zone may change.
This is true, but, I mean, it's, you know, average annual low. And... I don't know. I mean, you know, if the plant can't survive at minus 20, it can't survive in our zone. That's all there is to it. It might go for about 3 years or so. You know, and I saw that with jade plants out in California. People grow these beautiful jade plants. They grow up and be nice shrubs in front of their house. And about every 3 years, the temperature dropped just low enough that they would freeze at the base of the stalk and fall over. Now, most people would take these huge plants that they grew in 3 years and throw them out on the curbside because they figured they were dead. And I went around and I cut off the bad spots and put them in the ground and got them going. But that's another story. All right. So basically, jade plants weren't supposed to grow in that zone, all right? So I'm looking at some timber bamboo that's supposed to be zone 5, but I'm looking at their minimum temperatures, and these are really zone 6 plants, according to their data. You know, most of them are really zone 6 plants. And because they can only take down to minus 10, which means if we were to grow these here, we would probably lose them on the colder winters.
Okay. According to U.S. climate data, the lowest average for January is 22 degrees.
The lowest average for January?
Yeah.
In our area?
For Stockton, Missouri.
For Stockton, Missouri. So that's zone 4.
Yeah, that's the coldest part of the year, and the average.
Yeah, that's So I don't know what to make of their charts.
According to U.S. climate data, .com. U.S. climate
data. Is this
data
low average, you know, sustained temperatures? Because it doesn't stay. When it got below 20, when it got down to 20 below, it didn't stay there for very long. Quite frankly, most of the winter, there was green grass on the ground.
Right.
No snow, but most of the winter, there was green grass on the ground. All right?
Yeah, that's average. Now, let's see here.
That's... Now, admittedly, I'm very ignorant of this whole thing, but I'm just looking at their charts. I'm looking at what they're claiming, and I know what I've seen.
All right. Going back to January 2007, the coldest it's gotten was 3 degrees. And we lost David Ray. But that's in January. Let's select February. Coldest in February was 6 degrees. All right.
God.
The,
apparently. Go ahead.
The coldest it got in January of 2007 was 3 degrees. February was 6 degrees. March was double digits. December, double digits. 2008. January, 3 degrees. So 9 degrees in February. So I'd say 3 degrees.
All right. So that's zone 7 for those years.
2 degrees in 2009.
Still zone 7.
Um, 2010, it got down to -5.
So zone 6.
But that was only for a couple days.
Okay.
2011, it got down to 1 degree for a couple days, but also 8 degrees for a day or a couple days. Uh, 2012 was a warm year, double digits. 2013, also a warm year, double digits.
That'd be zone 8.
2014, it got down to -9 for 2 days. Then it went back up to 8 degrees the next day. And then up to 30 degrees the day after that.
Right. I'm not sure if the stocks can take that or not. The ground would certainly take a couple of days of below the average, because it takes a while for ground to change temperature.
Right. So, and then the next 2 years, let's see, what was that? 2015, coldest it got was like 8 degrees. 2016, like 4 degrees. 2017, 6 degrees. 2018, -7 for 3 days.
Yes, you know, those last 2 years are reported wrong. I can tell you that already.
That was Stockton. That was the coldest day in January. No, I'm sorry. Coldest day in January was -9 degrees in 2018.
Okay, 18. What about 17 and 16?
17 in January was 3 degrees.
Yeah, see, by their own weather reports, it got down to -20 on those years while I was experiencing it. That's why I remember it. Because it's
right,
attention, what was the coldest temperature? I'm sleeping out in this stuff.
You also have a tendency to listen to Springfield weather.
No.
Because Stockton weather is technically Joplin weather, but for whatever reason, we're getting the reports for Springfield weather.
I'm drawing up the report for our specific area.
Yeah, most of the time, people give weather reports for our specific area, which match Springfield.
Okay, I'm an idiot. I'm looking at the weather maps, and that's what they report on the weather maps. And I'm looking at the thermometer, and that's what I see on the thermometer.
Okay.
So, I don't
but
know.
I've noticed that most people report Springfield weather for Stockton, and it's not accurate. But if they look at Joplin weather for Stockton, it's more accurate. So I don't know.
Yeah, I hear that.
So just because the weather report, and this may not be 100% accurate either, because it may not be reporting Stockton. It may be reporting another area that is recorded to be Stockton.
I believe there is a weather station in Stockton.
Huh?
I believe there is a weather station in Stockton. I don't know for sure, but I believe there is one of those stations that record the actual temperatures and stuff like that.
Okay, well, that's probably
what there's one in Eldo, because they have an airport.
Yeah, we have an airport. We do too, so.
Yeah, there should be one of the weather stations near the airport, because they need to know what the wind's doing and icing and stuff like that.
Okay, so then this is probably accurate. That's probably where they're getting this from. So, back to Bamboo.
Yeah. So
now this
if we were to grow bamboo here, it looks like we'd probably be harvesting bamboo stalks after cold seasons. I don't know. I don't know if the stalks themselves can survive when, you know, I know the roots probably could survive down in the ground. But I don't know if the stalks that are up in the air can survive that.
If they're zone 5, they should be able to survive that.
Right. And I forget where this place is, but well, their phone number is 503 area code. And they're called the Bamboo Garden. And as I recall, they were like Minnesota or something like that. I'm not sure. Well, we could find out real quick just by doing a search on their phone number.
I was doing that as you were saying it. Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. That is way off from where I thought it was.
Yep. Which they do have warmer climate zones.
Yep.
That being said, if it's a zone 5 bamboo, we can grow it here. Now, that bamboo that we're talking about today is not an edible or medicine that I know of. It is a timber bamboo. It's still something you can use. you know, instead of free food and medicine, it's free building material.
Pretty much. And it does provide for your health because, you know, hey, you can't stay healthy without shelter. If I was laying out in the open at minus 20, I wouldn't be doing so well. All right, so this may not be the one that I found before, because they don't have they have the incense bamboo that I was talking about, but they don't have the black bamboo, which I can't remember its proper name, but it's a bamboo that has black stalks.
Okay. Now next week, if we don't talk about it this week, we can talk about the edible bamboo, which is on page 268 of the Marcus Rathcrans Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide.
Well, is it long?
Not really.
You might consider reading it.
All right, so we'll go ahead and read this real quick, and we can talk about edible bamboo and timber bamboo on this podcast. And after we're finished here, you'll hear the rest of the podcast at freefoodandmedicine.org once I get that uploaded. Okay, bamboo. Let me make sure I'm... okay. One of the most useful and fastest growing plants in the world. Up to 3 feet in one day. And it is in the grass family. Here it is. It says it's a building material and a food.
Oh, yeah.
It's the main food source for the giant panda, providing itself as a rich, complex food source, one of the best sources of silica and strengthening blood vessel walls, reduces wrinkles for healthy skin, reduces arterial inflammation, and prevents arterial plaque buildup, strengthens the heart muscle, and relaxes blood vessels. You can get it in powder form. Use bamboo stalk powder, not leaf powder, for silica. The best parts to eat are the young shoots. When it's a young tender plant, and you could probably eat the timber bamboo while it's a baby shoot as well. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I can tell you about that because that I did study on a long time ago.
Okay. Bamboo can grow anywhere, even where it's 50 below. There are over 200 varieties. Strip off the hard outer shell and cut up the soft insides. Steaming or cooking lessens the bitterness. Remember, bitter is good for digestion. Bamboo is an amazing plant. When planted, nothing shows up above ground for 5 years. I'm not sure how accurate. Huh?
It's not quite true, but nothing significant shows up for the first 3 years. I'll tell you that much.
There you go. Nothing significant will show up for the first 3 to 5 years. I guess it depends on which bamboo you're growing. That's because all the work is happening underground, building a massive, strong
root system. Then the third or fifth year, it shoots up 50 feet or up to 50 feet, depending on, I guess, the bamboo, into the air like a rocket. In Asia, they use bamboo to build scaffoldings up the sides of skyscrapers. That's how strong it is. It's so tough. Bamboo shoots appear out of the ground at Hiroshima within days of the atomic blast. Luckily, lucky bamboo, the curled stem sold in Asian stores is not bamboo. It is jacana, which is not edible and belongs to the water lily family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the lucky bamboo is a water lily.
I would not have known that. I would have thought it was bamboo. It looks like bamboo. I've seen lots of it.
Right. And it's not an edible.
That's interesting. All right. So is that the end of his quote?
That's the end.
Okay. So here's what I know about edible bamboo. All right. Basically, I don't know of any bamboo that is poisonous. So how they qualify whether a bamboo is edible or not is how many times you have to boil it and change the water to get the bitterness down to a low enough level that you can actually eat it. And it's considered inedible if you have to boil it more than 10 times. All right. So basically all bamboo is, basically all bamboos would be edible, but some of them are so bitter you have to boil them too many times. All right. One of the best bamboos to get is the Japanese bamboo, which is also a timber bamboo, and it's one of the tallest in the world. But it comes out of the ground, and you don't have to boil it at all. It comes out of the ground sweet. All right.
There you go.
So, since we're on very short time, I'll finish with this. What
real
you
quick.
Want to get is the what, bamboo
what?
Shoot
real
that
quick.
Haven't seen sunlight yet. Go ahead.
The Japanese bamboo, do you know what zone it is?
It's very tropical. We can't grow it here. We couldn't even grow it in California. Couldn't grow it in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So get it before it sees sunlight.
Yes. That reduces, then it's not as bitter and you don't have to boil as many times. And it's got its greatest nutrient value at that point also.
There you go.
Contact information?
Freefoodandmedicine.org.
All right. And are we on the other side yet? Did we miss